This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I consider you to be my friend, and I hope you consider me to be your friend as we get started in another hour of Appleizing the world. Yes, without Apple, where would we be? The Appleized, the caramelized apple of the radio. What is that product that we have that we talk about all the time, Kara, that comes from Apple stem cell research, Genucel? Okay, so here we are. Appleizing, sterilizing, stimulizing, and stimulating the audience with conversations about what's going on in the world. And what in the world is the world talking about today more than what happened in Brussels earlier in the week? So let's go through a number of things in depth and in detail here that may bring you around to wanting to say something or be heard in one way or another, either at 888 302-3684, sending me an email, Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com, or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Brussels, Brussels, Brussels. The President of the United States explained why he didn't let the recent terror attack derail his trip to Cuba and Argentina.
It's always a challenge when you have a terrorist attack anywhere in the world, particularly in this age of 24/7 news coverage. You want to be respectful and understand the gravity of the situation. But the whole premise of terrorism is to try to disrupt people's ordinary lives. And one of my most powerful memories and one of my proudest moments as president was watching Boston respond after the marathon. And when Ortiz went out and said, probably the only time that America didn't have a problem with somebody, person on live TV, was when he talked about Boston and how strong it was and that it was not going to be intimidated. And that is the kind of resilience and the kind of strength that we have to continually show in the face of these terrorists. They cannot defeat America. They can't. They don't produce anything. They don't have a message that appeals to the vast majority of Muslims or the vast majority of people around the world. What they can do is scare and make people afraid and disrupt our daily lives and divide us. And as long as we don't allow that to happen, we're going to be okay.
You know, I don't think I find any fault with that at all. He's right. They can't defeat us. Only we. There isn't anybody in the world to push this down the road a little further. Think about it this way. If you really think about America, there is no one, nobody, no organization, no country, nobody anywhere who can defeat us. Except ourselves. You, me, the people who are listening in this country, although there are people listening to this program all around the world on a dozen different mechanisms, there is no one, I take my hat off the president, no one can defeat us but us. Whether you think he has helped to defeat us or not, aren't we still here? I have no fondness for him and his ways as the president. And I'm not sure that I'm too excited about any of the people who are running for president. But under the circumstances, we talk about all of this stuff and it becomes this big bunch of blowhards on the air on various programs, whether it be radio or television. And it's the business of the day. We got scared. We're not going here. We're not going to go there. I don't think I'd go to Europe, somebody said to me yesterday. Do you really know what the chances are of you being involved in a terrorist attack today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? You got a better chance to win the lottery than you have of being your getting yourself involved in any kind of this, any kind of torture, any kind of attack. So you know what? I think he's right now moving on. 11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Speaking of the presidential race, a lot of people crunching numbers still from the primary on Tuesday. Ted Bush announces that he, Ted Bush, how do you like that, Kara? Ted Bush has been endorsed by Jeb Cruz. Perhaps I'd best turn that around. Ted Cruz says he's been endorsed by Jeb Bush.
The momentum is with us, and I'll tell you, one of the things that, shows that is this morning, Jeb Bush endorsed our campaign. And you know, if you think about it, in the last 10 days, we've been endorsed by Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney, Mike Lee, and Mark Levin. I mean, you want to talk about a broad coalition, ideologically diverse, that covers the entire spectrum of the Republican Party. And what we're seeing is 65 to 70% of Republicans nationally recognize that Donald Trump is not the right candidate to go up head-to-head with Hillary Clinton, that Donald loses to Hillary.
Yeah, and so do you.
I love that. The momentum is with me because these people endorse me, but no one cares if people aren't voting for you.
Mark Levin. That's an interesting way you put together Jeb Bush, Mitt Romney. Who is the fourth one in there? There's a fourth character, but at any rate, do you know why the Republicans are losing? Here's a situation, and I don't want them to lose necessarily, because even though I'm not a Republican anymore, you know, sort of philosophically, they're closer to what my values are in terms of fiscal. My vote is about fiscal responsibility and saving, not wasting. That's my vote. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in social issues. So Ted Cruz loses me at the beginning of his first sentence whenever he opens his mouth, because he's not the kind of Republican that I care to associate with, because I don't like his stance on social issues. I don't think anybody should have my own opinion. You have yours, I have mine. My opinion is nobody ought to have involvement or any sway over how I live my life, as long as I don't hurt anybody. So here's the story. I'm just looking at a comment from one of our listeners named Teresa. She writes, I'm a Republican and I have been for over 20 years. But they had me down as an independent when I voted, and they wouldn't let me vote. 80% of the voters in line were in the same boat as me. They were Democrats, Republicans in all races. Arizona just has a really horrible system, and I pray that it's fixed by the national election. That's why people who are elected, that last governor you had, oof, what a horror show she was. And so, did she have the right values? I suppose in the manner of speaking. I heard yesterday, wasn't it yesterday on the program? Yeah, somebody who either called in or I read. No, I think we had them on the air I call it Arapaho County, where Joe, the sheriff, is. But 4 hours we heard from some of those people? 3-4 hours, and then at the end of the day they wouldn't let them vote? That's impossible to believe or accept in the United States of America. The problems in Brussels, okay, that's a problem. But for us here, in order to survive and thrive and do well, these are the sorts of things. Now, people can say these incidents have been happening for years. Okay, so we shine the spotlight on them and fix them, because that's what good government really is all about. So any of you who are listening in Arizona, I'd be curious to know what your experience is. Here's another one. Nancy writes, this is voter suppression. Arizona wants to thwart voter participation. They engage in this sort of suppression. It's rampant, it's common, it's immoral. But it seems to be the only way the Republicans can win. What a horrible statement. Even if that wasn't right, the fact that somebody says it and it gets expressed on social media and it flashes around like wildfire. Instead, these moronic people that run this horrible party, who are trying to keep Donald Trump the choice of many people from becoming the choice of their party because they can't control them. Let's face it, Ted Cruz is a puppet. Look at the money. It's like anything else. You know, these people who say, you know, in one breath, unless you're a hypocrite, one breath you say, okay, these people that are members of Congress and the Senate should wear a jacket like the NASCAR racers do that shows what it is or how much money you get and who it's from. Put a jacket on that shows who your sponsors are. You know, Cruz would have to wear an overcoat to get all of them on a coat, and many of the rest of them would too. Not Donald Trump. I'm not telling you I'm voting for Donald Trump, but I am telling you that he fits the bill, as does Bernie Sanders, for all of those of us who feel like those people who are writing to our social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, that are just unbelievably upset because of the lines. So what do you have to do to get around that? There are some people who say, well, you should sign up for an early ballot. That's not the process. No, it isn't. The process is if you want to vote, you walk to the polls, you ride your bike to the polls, you get in a car, you drive to the poll. If somebody take you to the poll, you walk in an orderly way, an organized fashion, you get a ballot. You take the ballot, you vote for whom you want, you put it in the box, you get counted, and you walk out the door. That's the way the system is supposed to run. But it is not, because in some places, people in this country just aren't getting their fair share. It's 18 past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of prefinished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get prefinished solid bamboo from $149, plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents, and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Joining us now is Jess McHugh, reporting on Europe for the team at International Business Times. Actually, what I'm reading here, Jess, is something you wrote yesterday. Quote, security experts said unless the European Union fixes the apparent dearth of intelligence sharing among its member countries, the continent's major cities will continue to be exposed to similar attacks. This is the same problem we have in our country, where the FBI doesn't talk to the CIA and the CIA doesn't talk to the NSA. Is this sort of the same thing over there, only exacerbated because there are more things that separate these countries, including language?
Right. Hi. So it's good to be here. I think that it is, as you say, a problem of communication. And unlike the U.S., there is no kind of overarching. Obviously, CIA, FBI, NSA have slightly different purviews, and they do have these kind of communication problems. But in Europe, you don't even have a version of the CIA, or you don't have any kind of overarching intelligence gathering organization. So each country, France, Germany, the UK, Belgium, has their own version of intelligence services, usually more than one. And the services within the country aren't talking to each other, and they're certainly not talking to other countries all that much.
So under the circumstances, you look at this thing, you go back, and are you there or were you there, or are you putting all this stuff together based on various reports from people that work with the International Business Times?
So I'm not there right now. Last time I was in Europe was following the Paris attacks. This is from analysis and interviews I've done with defense experts in the past couple of days in London, Berlin, Paris, etc.
All right. So let's talk about the intelligence. From what I remember, this city has been on high alert for quite a long time. The business in Paris, and it was known there was a connection or there seemed to be an interest. But most people don't understand or are wondering why Brussels, other than the NATO headquarters are there, Brussels and Belgium are pretty benign, are they not, as far as countries and the activism and all of the stuff? I don't even think they have many refugees there, do they?
Right, so it's an interesting case, and I think exactly as you said, because it's been on high alert for so many months, it shocks a lot of people. But it really shouldn't, because, first of all, you have this large, kind of frequently disenfranchised, low-income Muslim population. France has the highest number of foreign fighters in Syria, but Belgium actually has the highest number of foreign fighters per capita. Mm-hmm. So you do see this problem of Islamic extremism in Brussels, and this is coming from people who are Belgian-born, not from refugees. So you have that. You have the second kind of idea that this is a symbolic target because NATO is there, because the EU headquarters are there. And then third, and most importantly, I really do think that this problem of intelligence sharing, the fact that two of the attackers from Belgium went back and forth from France, and the attackers in France went back and forth, and the fact that the Belgian and French authorities weren't sharing this information or weren't sharing it well enough is really at the heart of the issue here.
Mm-hmm. Are we just at the point where we are going to have to accept this? This is the new normal?
I don't like to predict what's going to happen, so I can't say for certain, yes, there will be another European city attacked. I will say, though, I think that the threat facing Europe is far different from anything that's facing the U.S.
Yeah.
It's really a question of kind of geography as well. Almost all of the attackers, all of the attackers in Paris, and it's looking like at least half of the attackers in Belgium were nationals, EU nationals, so they could
right.
travel freely.
Wherever they want to go.
Instead of needing a visa, yeah. wherever they want to go. But you wouldn't have that problem in the U.S.
Yep. All right, Jess McHugh, thank you for your input here on Good Day. Appreciate your being here. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thursday, March the 24th. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Kara Schillen. And you, as we skip through some of the, when I say skip, I'm not saying we're going over, treading lightly, but some of the things that you hear elsewhere, I do not choose to repeat. I think that it's important for us to sort of look at things and talk about things in a different way, depending on your persuasion, and I don't mean political persuasion, just what's in your mind or on your mind, because I realize that many of you are more important in terms of thinking things through. You have intelligence and you have the ability to see beyond what may be the conventional eighth grade fare. You know, most of the things that are in print, most of the things that you hear on the air, most of the scripts written for television news programs are aimed at eighth graders. And I'd like to think that most of you who are listening here have a little more in your noggin than that. And you are a little more curious, a little more critical, perhaps. And sometimes you feel like being a little sillier, although in this hour of the program, I don't get silly very often. If you stick around for the rest of the program, you'll find me being, and the people who are my friends on the program, a little more sillier, depending on a little more silly. That's bad English. A little more silly. Or sillier would be the comparative degree. See, that's what I mean. Better than an eighth grade education, Kara. If you didn't have better than eighth grade education, you wouldn't notice that that more sillier is wrong. But it's the same thing. There is the regular, the comparative, and the superlative degrees in terms of English and using adjectives. And so I'm trying to get us into sometimes the comparative degree is enough. Sometimes the superlative degree is the best, because that best represents the superlative degree. Am I confusing? Have I left you off on the side of the road? somewhere.
Thank you for that. I did have more than an eighth grade education. So
yes, I know you did. Your father and mother probably happy, and so are you. You spent all that money to be a smart cookie, and here you are working with me. Woof! Whoa! What a step up. So, the situation in Brussels. I've decided I've had enough conversation about Brussels. I've decided you probably have had enough of the scare tactics of the BBC, our news media here, Fox, MSNBC, Good Morning America, all that stuff. Enough already. We know that it was sad, tragic, and it was something probably, when we get to the conversation tomorrow during this hour about what the top talk radio topics are of the week, I'm going to bet Brussels is either number one or number two, right? Number two, maybe the presidential race be number one. So let's just spend one more moment on this, listening to one of these national security folks talk about the likelihood of a copycat attack here on our soil.
A copycat attack is always likely, especially when a new level of target acquisition has been made. So in terms of soft targets, like what they did at the registration counters, I'm sure that there were people out there who were trying to find a way to kill people. Now they can easily find a way to do that. And you know, they're going to be thinking about it in new ways. But that's unfortunately the downside to a terror attack is we don't know what we don't know until we have something happen like this.
We don't know what we don't know. So that's, I believe, the most important phrase in there. Why get ourselves all worked up? The other side of it is, are we prepared? See, I think the amount of money we spend, $6-plus billion a year on the TSA, is pretty much like putting that money in a toilet and flushing it down the drain. It's theater. It's nonsense, foolishness. Does it give terrorists something to be afraid of? Do you think they can make it through? Well, somebody yesterday, I think, Kara, was talking about the fact that European airports seem to be more relaxed than our airports here. This is an American passing through Brussels, I believe. And I would say, having traveled, I haven't been in and out of the Brussels airport for 20 years, maybe longer than that. I was in the 1990s when I the last time I was in Brussels. The Paris... I thought England, the London airport especially, and I've been through Gatwick and Stansted. I always thought the situation in London's Heathrow, I usually use Terminal 4 because I'm usually flying on British Airways in and out of there. I thought it was pretty strong, pretty significant, and pretty able to tell by looking who somebody is you ought to check out more than the next person, shall we say. It's like they were better trained. I think that's my problem with the TSA. They're a bunch of flat-footed morons, for the most part, who don't really have much education. They don't get paid very well. It's a government job. And every time I walk through, like I did the other day, when was the most recent Monday, I went through the situation. I'm used to it. I recognize most of the people that are at the TSA pre-check at American. And so you go through and you look around, and more of them are talking to each other and talking about their jobs and the union and how much time they have off and what their shift is for today. You ever notice that? And they congregate. There are tons of them that aren't really doing anything, standing around telling other people what to do. It's irksome,
yeah,
is
well,
it not?
I've only been to Europe a few times, but I did notice, I don't remember it being super lax. One of my roommates just went to Prague, and, she was going to go to Paris, but this was right after the Paris attack, and they did end up going to Belgium.
Uh-huh.
But, even she got stopped on the way back.
Really?
And she had a little cheese grater and some cheese in her backpack, and they stopped her and pulled her aside and made her empty out her entire backpack because she had this thing in her backpack. But I was surprised. I went to Seattle last year, how lax the security there is compared to Baltimore and D.C. I mean, you didn't have
right.
to...
Right. There is a great difference across the country. No consistency. You're right about that, Gary.
Yeah,
I've said that. Go ahead.
You know, I don't fly very often. So it's, you know, I kind of like when someone, you know, nudges me in the right direction of what I'm supposed to do
uh-huh.
when going through the whole security line. So in Baltimore, you have to take off your shoes, take off your coat, you know, anything that you might have pockets on, or you might have something in.
Yep.
You just take everything off, basically. And going through Seattle, I was confused because nobody was taking their shoes off. Everybody still had, like, their sweaters on and everything.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was really surprised that there's, you're right, no consistency across the country.
No, there isn't. And that's bad leadership. It is a very political thing. Those people get those jobs, very political, all that stuff. So it's certainly a food for thought. Okay, so let's move back into the presidential race zone here, because that seems to have captured more people's attention, and maybe because these targets, when I say targets, the presidential contenders, they're like moving targets. There are a lot of different things that happen each day to Ted Cruz and to Donald Trump, John Kasich, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Somebody said to me, why do you always put the Republicans first and the Democrats second? Why don't you put the Democrats first and the Republicans second once in a while? You say you're fair and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? It's just kind of the way it falls in my purview. Don't mean anything by it. And so don't get your... I mean, what difference does it make? That's silly. Here's what's not silly. This is one of the stories trending at DougStephan.com today. The mayor of Phoenix has called for a federal investigation with the problems that people had there. Now, those of you who are listening in Tucson, we have, what, three or four stations in Arizona, down in Lake Havasu. What's the story? What do you feel? What was your experience? 888-302-3684. So the mayor would be responsible, it would seem. Isn't the mayor, isn't it the local people who are in charge of voting? It's not a federal thing. That's a local jurisdiction. But anyway, as far as the contests were concerned in Maricopa County, recorder Helen Purcell explained why the number of polling places had been cut from 200 to 60, and this is why a lot of Arizona voters waited for hours to vote on Tuesday.
Going back and looking at some history of going back to 2008, which was kind of the last presidential preference that had candidates from both of the major parties. And coming forward to 2012, looking at over the period of the last 8 years, how big of an increase we have had who vote by early ballot.
Okay.
And who are on our permanent early voting list. Mm. So those are people who don't go to the polls because they received that ballot in the mail. We looked at that, looked at could we do something a little bit different. We hear complaints about people saying, you know, if I just polling place that I could go that was by where I work rather than where I lived. So we thought about that. Since we only had three ballot styles in this election, the Republican, Democrat, and Green, we thought we could do something different in allowing anybody to go any place they wanted to, any of the polling places that we had. So we looked at all of those factors,
okay,
and we added in the fact that you're going to try to save a little money in doing this presidential preference, which kind of the legislature has instructed us to do. So adding all those factors together, that's how we came up with what we did. And it was obviously a bad decision.
Huh. And at what cost? How many people didn't get to vote because of that decision? What common sense would tell you, if you cut the number of polling places down from 200 to 60... and you have more interest in the presidential race this year than you did last year, 8 years ago, why would common sense seems to be at a premium these days, does it not? There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of common sense exercised in lots of these circumstances. All right, so that's the update as to what was going on, or maybe the investigation is still going on. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Aches? Pains? Looking for a solution to silence arthritis? Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream is the answer. Use it for arthritis pain, strains, sprains, bruises, and more. Don't let your achy joints and muscles slow you down. Make you feel like you again. Give Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream a try today. Beat the pain.
Available in stores nationwide.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Tested and approved. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Hello. 47 past the hour. Let's tackle this information that comes from the state of Georgia about a so-called religious liberty bill that has sparked controversy, been passed. The lawmakers there now have sent this bill to the governor. Here's a reporter who sort of goes over the essence of the controversy regarding this bill.
After nearly two-year battle, House Bill 757 passed both chambers of the Georgia legislature. If signed into law by the governor, it would protect faith-based organizations who do not hire or host gays and lesbians because of their religious beliefs. As it's written, the legislation will, quote, provide a claim or a defense to persons whose religious exercise is substantially burdened by government.
The only discrimination I see going forward is if the governor refuses to sign this bill.
Senator Mike Crane is one of the bill's most adamant supporters. He, too, is a small business owner and is currently running for U.S. Congress.
There's an undermining of religious freedom in this nation. The Christian community in particular is really the group that's going to end up being discriminated against if the states don't stand up and say this liberty is important.
If Georgia's bill sounds familiar, it's because it is. In 2014, Arizona legislatures made an attempt at a Religious Restoration Act after intense pressure from athletic organizations, corporations, and even some Republicans. It failed.
I have vetoed Senate Bill 1062 moments ago.
In 2015, it was Indiana's turn, and after much debate, Governor Mike Pence signed it into law. Supporters like this small business owner were thrilled.
I think it protects me from the government forcing me to do something that's against my will.
The governor later signed a revised bill which seeks to prevent businesses from discriminating against anyone based on their sexual orientation. Back in Georgia, critics of the bill worry about the economic consequences to the state, especially to Georgia's booming movie industry, tourism, and sports. Atlanta is currently bidding to host the 2019 Super Bowl. Opponents to the bill, like Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau CEO William Pate, says HB 757 will limit the state's chances at attracting investors like the NFL.
All right, so I gave you that information because I thought it was worth chewing on. A lot of things to think about with regard to that. As they said, it's been tried before and not done too well. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello. I say hello. You do a good hello, Marvin. What's the...
Hello.
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 Warren Eckstein.
An English pirate.
Warren also is responsible for a book called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. Because he is the country's leading animal expert, we always talk in terms of dogs and cats, but goats and llamas and horses. I don't know if you, I've never asked you this. Have you ever done any cows?
You know, I've never done any cats. I remember when I was up in Cobleskill, a place we both know well, I was doing some work with the college up there, and they had a cow that was depressed, and I went over and did some work with that cow. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of cow behavioral problems that I'm aware of.
I can tell you, excuse me, about a few. There's a video of the day today at DougStephan.com you might want to check out from America's Funniest Home Videos. It features Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. I remember putting Charlotte on a treadmill once, and it was quite an experience. So while she, when she was older, she would go into the water. They don't have these water treadmill, big, these like a big box that fills up with water. And the looks on her face were amazing. And you want to see some good looks.
She had the greatest face.
Oh, she had a wonderful face. The video of the day, anyway, check it out. Buddy the Bulldog and his experience on the treadmill. Check that out at DougStephan.com. In a minute, I want to find out from Warren about how you do best exercise your dog. You see a lot of, not only bulldogs, but lots of dogs, just fat, out of, they're just out of shape, and they die sooner. So I'm going to get Warren to help you understand why it isn't a good idea to give in to your dog's request to be eating 24 hours a day, and what you can do to keep your dog in shape next year on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
In a recent national survey, a majority of Americans said they felt less free than they were 5 years ago. Only 13% said they felt freer than before. It is so troubling that so many Americans fear the growing power of government over every aspect of their lives. But it is even more troubling that so many people think they can't do anything about it. Defending our freedom and passing it along to the next generation undiminished is the first responsibility of citizenship. We the people are the keepers of our own rights, not the government. We must look through the lens of liberty at every act of government, and when our freedom is threatened, we must act and tell the government no, not on our watch. Then we can leave the next generation more free, not less.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, with a focus on our video of the day, a dog on a treadmill, how do you keep your dogs in shape, Warren? How do you advise others to keep their dogs, male, female, to make any difference? How do you keep them in shape?
You know, in 1977, I wrote my first book. It was called Pet Aerobics. They compared me to the Jane Fonda of the pet world, and it was really critical, and it's even more critical now because we're living in a latchkey pet society. The best thing to do is so many people take directions, and they'll feed their dog maybe once, maybe twice a day, and therefore the dog's hungry. Even though they're getting all the nutrition they need, they're hungry, and a hungry dog can eat whatever's around, and that's where the weight gain comes from. So my suggestion is what I do. I feed my dog smaller amounts of food, 3 or 4 times a day. This way they're not always hungry and they're less apt to really be begging for food. Plus the exercise factor. You don't want to be a weekend warrior. Exercise your pets every single day for 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't take long. But just the other day I was walking on Venice Beach and there was a bulldog alongside a bicycle with his tongue hanging out. Probably only rides with this guy once a week. So build it up gradually. Make sure if you're going to run with your dogs or exercise them, it's on grass or a soft area. The concrete can hurt their feet. And just use common sense. Now there are certain diseases that can cause weight gain like thyroid, that's something you have to deal with the vet. But in common sense, smaller feedings, more exercise is the way to go. And I replace treats with those little baby carrots, and I think that makes a big difference as well.
Really? All right. There's a website called chickensoup.com, Chicken Soup for the Soul. There's a place in there for this a new book from them, My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. If you haven't seen it, I think you will find a story about a puppy that was found in a dumpster and ended up being a service dog. Very good story. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.